You know, some of you may have been here the last time we were here. And so we're from Olin College of Engineering, and we're working on a senior capstone project. And so we're making a web application. So basically what we're here to do today is kind of demo it in its current state. It's not perfect yet. So we'd like to demo it and possibly have some people try it out. The web application is called VIA. That's what we're calling it right now. We're hoping that it would help people with visual impairments explore the city more and find new places, as well as plan ahead before you go out and about. It would be used at home on a laptop or a desktop to kind of do a virtual exploration of the area before going to a new restaurant or going to a new place. And it works with a screen reader. It basically is a map application that you can zoom in and out of and move around virtually within the map on the application. And it'll tell you things like what intersections look like. You can use the screen reader to go through all the information about where you're at. It'll say things like intersection descriptions, or what street you're on, what businesses are nearby, what transit is nearby, and some other details that we're working out. And what it does is it has three levels of detail that you can go into in the application. The highest level is called overview, so you can move around the map really quickly using there's buttons on screen that are arrows, or you can use the arrow keys on your computer. And you can move between the streets and the intersections in overview, and it gives you a very general sense of where you are. And then you can zoom in all the way to the smallest level of detail, which is called touch point. And so that would be things that are kind of within your almost touching distance. So it would describe things like what's right around you on the street. Maybe it could help you find a door to a new restaurant that you're going to, or a building. And then there's a zoom level in the middle. That's kind of a mix of the two. So it's kind of a middle level of detail. The application itself has some navigation buttons on the screen where you can move around the map virtually. With those, you can walk along the streets using like left and right and forward, as well as a couple of zoom buttons to zoom in and out. It also has a search bar, so you would search for the location you want to go to first, and then it would drop you there and you can move from there. So for example, you could start at your home or your place of work or somewhere like here. You come to these meetings, you could go there, and then from there move around to discover new locations around the area. And then it also has a text box on the screen, which is what the screen reader reads through. So it has all the information about businesses or transit, or the description of your street and where you are, descriptions of intersections and so on. And it's just a basic list of information that you can read through on your laptop. And then on the right side, there is a map interface for anyone who has low vision and would like to look at the map and where they are at. So right now, we're only running it locally, so you can't really access it yet. The website version we do have, it's limited to the number of people who can access it at a time. So we'll have to kind of control that, because I think 3 people can be on the website at once. But we can, maybe when you try it out, we can get it on your computer.
What screen reader have you been using?
Yeah, so right now we're using the Narrator, which is the free Windows screen reader. I mean, I know there are so many different screen readers. Are there ones that people prefer?
JAWS.
Yeah.
NVDA. JAWS is the most common, and NVDA is the second most common. People generally try to avoid Narrator.
Yeah, so we started with Narrator because it was free for us, but we'd really like to test it out with JAWS eventually.
NVDA is also free.
Okay.
And you can use JAWS on the trial basis.
Do you plan at some point to have it also touchscreen or not?
We haven't thought about that yet. It definitely could be touchscreen on a laptop or a computer at home if you have one of those.
There's a lot of touchscreen stuff on the iPhone, and in terms of spatially, I've found it generally doesn't work very well. It just
doesn't
confuses
work very well.
You more than anything else.
So you prefer like the screen reader?
If you could do it with arrows and make it work, that would be a real advance, because the touchscreen ones just aren't very effective.
Are you looking for testers?
Yeah, possibly. If you're interested, on an individual basis, grab us after the meeting. I'm going to walk through it first before anyone tests it, just so you guys have an idea of what it looks like or sounds like. So I'm on the website right now.
Web address, editingbyscope.azurewebsites.net.
So the first thing on the website is the search box. So you'll hear that.
Call editing, W, whiskey, scan off, editing.
It's supposed to say,
where would you like to explore?
Yeah, where would you like to explore? And you enter the text, where you'd like to explore.
Button, scan.
And then there's a search button that you activate that with. And then we have the controls.
Move forward, button. Rotate left, button. Rotate right, button.
So that was move forward, rotate left and right.
So how are you doing that?
So I turned on narrator and I'm tabbing through the elements on the page.
Scan off, scan.
Usually I do it with scan on, the scan mode.
Rotate left, move forward.
So those are the three buttons, rotate, move forward, rotate left, and rotate right.
Rotate left, rotate right, button.
And then we have some zoom buttons.
Zoom in, button, zoom out, button.
So that helps you zoom out and into the three different levels. Let me move forward.
Zoom, rotate left, move forward, button.
And I'm pressing space to move forward, or enter. And then you can go and read the text that it's describing. Actually, let me move back to an intersection.
Move forward, button, rotate right.
So this is in overview. This is the top level, and so I'm going to read out what's in the text box using the screen reader.
Heading level 1, overview. Heading level 2, you are facing north. Now at 5-way intersection. Congress Street at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. North Street at 8 o'clock and 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
So that described the intersection.
Enter list, 1 of 6 level 1, bullet, Boston City Hall, 250 feet away at 10 o'clock. 2 of 6 level 1, bullet, Manual Hall Marketplace, 640 feet away at 3 o'clock.
And it walked through a couple of major landmarks that might help you orient yourself if you know where those landmarks are. And then we have a section on transit.
Exit list, heading level 2, transit, enter list, 4 of 6 level 1, bullet, Congress ST off Hanover ST.
That's one of the bugs we have right now. It said Congress Street opposite Hanover Street, but the ST for street reads out as ST instead of street.
No, I think with a different screen reader, you'd have a different result on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Some screen readers say
Saint instead of street.
So there's more transit.
5 of 6 level 1, bullet, Congress ST at North Est, 6 of 6 level 1, bullet, State, City Hall.
So those are transit options, like bus stops right near you in the area. And then we have businesses.
Exit list, businesses.
And right now, that's not pulling up any businesses in the area right now. So I can move forward by going back to the buttons.
Group, zoom out, zoom in, rotate right, rotate left, move forward. Button.
So I'm going to move forward. Okay. And I moved forward, and now I'm at in overview. That's the most zoomed out level. It moves you from intersection to the street to the intersection to the street. And as you get further down in the zoom levels, it'll move you like 50 feet at a time.
Right. So zoom down, you're saying make it into smaller distances.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so zooming in makes it like more granular,
yeah.
Detailed.
Gotcha. Okay.
When I zoom into the next level, it would move me at like about 50 feet per moving forward. And then when you move into the third zoom level, it moves you at about, I think, 5 feet. We'll find out when we zoom in. It'll tell you how far you move.
So where do you get your map data for this?
So we're using OpenStreetMaps, if anyone has heard of that.
And also a little bit of Bing Maps for some of the features.
Yeah, so some of the, I think like the transit is from Bing Maps.
Yeah.
So right now it is, we'd hope it's not in the future. But as we started implementing it, we did restrict it to Boston right now. Well, so the idea is that you'd use this ahead of time. It's not quite like a real time.
But let me tell you one example where I think this would be very valuable. There's something known as mobility instructors, and they're people who just work with people to teach them how to get from point A to point B. They work in skills like cane skills and guide dog skills and how to find intersections and find landmarks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I do route planning with people. So something like this would be good for them to work with the students ahead of time to plan a route. One thing I was wondering, is there like a type of recording mode where you could click a button and it will keep a log of all these movements and then you could like email it to yourself to actually have it with you on your device?
That'd be a great idea. Yeah. We don't have that right now.
There actually is a program that does that now, but it costs $300.
Is it limited in terms of being able to zoom to higher levels? Because one thing that's sort of missing, there are a lot of GPS apps that, can take you down a street and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's say I'd like to see the city of Boston and know where Back Bay is in relation to Roslindale and West Roxbury and so on and so forth. That generally doesn't exist anywhere except tactile maps. Is it possible with what you have, the database, to zoom to even higher levels like that?
Probably.
Are zip codes in that database?
We can get those.
Because if you zoom up to a certain extent, you could just do it by zip code.
Okay.
And even then, even higher. How does Boston relate to Cambridge, to Arlington, to Newton, and so on?
To get kind
stuff
of
that does not exist. It just doesn't exist.
It's always been a mystery to me how where things are.
I sort of think if it's possible, for me personally, that would be a bigger payoff because the things that you've just done, which are still interesting, many iPhone apps do those things. You can do them being at the place as well as not being at the place. These higher level things I mentioned, as Jerry said, it's a mystery.
It's not available.
What we had in overview, kind of that you heard, was similar to what you guys are talking about, but you want it on a bigger scale. So like when it says...
Boston City Hall, 250 feet away at 10 o'clock.
So 250 feet is pretty far, but like it's a general kind of landmark within Boston that you can kind of orient yourself with. Or
306 level 1, bullet, Boston Commons, 2,950 feet away at 8 o'clock.
So that's about, it tells you that Boston Commons is kind of behind you to your left.
That's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about, except
maybe even on a bigger scale where it might say something like you're in the center of Boston. Roslindale, and to your west at 10 miles is probably Framingham or something like that.
Okay.
When you first start, how do you know where you are? In, you know, because you can say that something's behind you, or left, or right, or left. But do you say at some point in your like I'm starting at on the street or at the sidewalk or some particular place?
Yeah, you could basically. We thought you would search an item first, and then you'd start right there, and it would tell you what street you're on and what's around you.
It'd be like what side of the street? I mean, if you're like, say, if you have an address, are you on
the left or right?
Left or right side of the address. I'm trying to think of, you know, trying to narrow down, so at least in my head I try to figure out where I am and then go from that. But
might be better to use west and east and north and south sides.
Right, or have the option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing. Different numbers on the sides of the street.
To know which side.
You're heading, heading north, just a little more, information that I'm on the street, you're on the, facing north or facing south.
And the street's on your left.
The street's on your left, and in front of you is, give it a landmark that's directly in front.
Okay.
And I think
know that you're going that direction.
Okay. I have a more basic question.
Yeah.
What types of things can you put in the search?
We haven't implemented it yet, but we imagine you could put an address, a location, like a, Chipotle, Cambridge, or something like that. You could put a business. You could put any sort of thing you would search in a usual map application. So any sort of address or landmark, location, business.
I think Frank may have already said this, but I would want it to automatically read when you move.
Rather than tabbing to it?
No, not, you would tab to it, but when you tab, the text box ought to read out automatically.
Okay.
You shouldn't have to go back and query the box each time.
So when I move forward.
You should get a little more feedback right then. Move
right
forward
then.
And you ended up, and what happened? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because right now what I have to do is tab.
You have to move
to the,
what happens is if you just have the button there, someone's going to keep on going, oh, nothing's happening, because you've been forward, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Is this a screen reader situation, Frank? Is it because the narrator doesn't read the screen?
Well, the thing is, she's not focused, when she's on that forward button, she's not focused on where the text is. The only way to do it is to do a JavaScript type of thing where it would actually
jump forward.
It would elite, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Here I'm on, say 77 Mass Ave. We know where that is. So, okay, I'm going forward, but I want to know, I'm going forward towards the Mass Ave Bridge, say.
Okay.
On the left, I'm on the right, left side of the street of Mass Ave. Just some more information, I need to know which way I'm going.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. Back in the early 80s of computers, there were the popular text adventure games, and this would be a virtual world, but they were great because you'd say go left, and it would say walking left down the corridor that's dark or something like that. But if you could make that reality, it would be
okay. If it immediately updates once you turn or move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, we can definitely do that. So imagine that happening. We're definitely, by the way, on the side of the street thing. We're definitely planning to implement that in our kind of the most granular level called Touchpoint. So in that one, you're kind of moving incrementally, and it would be telling you which side of the street you're on and which way you're moving. I can move around a little more and give you guys some more examples of what it's saying.
Zoom in button.
So I just zoomed in, and here is an example of this. So I zoomed into earshot, and I'll go to an example of what it says there.
Heading level 1, earshot. Heading level 2, now at 4-way intersection. Hanover Street at 2 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Congress Street at 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock.
Good. And then we have some transit.
Heading level 2, adjacent transit. Enter list, 1 of 3 level 1. Bullet, Congress ST at Haymarket STA 120 feet away at 12 o'clock. The following routes come to the stop. 4, 15, 39, 57, 92, 93, 300, 325, 326.
And then there's a couple of more transit stops. And then we would also have adjacent businesses. Which isn't working right now, but it would say Starbucks 150 feet away at your 6 o'clock or something like that. We're also trying to implement businesses, if you're on a certain block, the business is just on that block and Whoa. On what side of the street
yeah,
they're on.
That'd be very useful, yeah.
What else would you be interested in knowing about businesses like nearby you?
What's the nearest particular kind of business?
Right, in the categories okay. of businesses maybe.
Look for coffee shops or
food.
We were thinking of trying to analyze some like street images to you can use some like computer vision to see where doors are, where certain objects are, maybe like lampposts or like, you know, when you try to find the pedestrian signal to cross the crosswalk. We might be able to kind of get some of that on a high level, like where the door is or where maybe there's stairs or things like that.
The other thing that'd be nice to do is if you like, it'll be like a Yelp thing or an Amazon thing. They know the hours of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say that like a hypothetical route, you could say it to a certain time. Say, I want to do this route at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And mm-hmm. while you're walking through the route, you could tell you which businesses may be open at that time.
You know? Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. So you know that like when you're on your way to your destination, there might be something you could stop in
yeah.
at.
Things that I've heard that would be new that don't exist
mm-hmm.
and things that you find in lots of other iPhone apps. So the things I've heard so far that really don't exist are crosswalks. You know, finding the crosswalk and
the button,
the traffic light button, that doesn't exist. And
okay.
the higher level stuff I said doesn't exist. It's sort of many of the other things, there are many apps that do that.
Mm-hmm.
People would probably just keep using those and they have the benefit you are in place. So maybe yeah, concentrating really on things that people do not have.
Yeah.
So the crosswalks are important. Yeah, we want to delve into that definitely.
Telling me if there is no button.
If it's like a stop sign.
Right, right, right.
And I don't know if this is possible really, but
okay.
intersections that have really weird angles, maybe somehow knowing about those. Again, I don't know if it's possible, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of things that we don't really have access to.
But to answer the question, I don't think there is a better way than the clock face to really explicitly say where things are. If you said, you know, if you said, if you're standing at such and such a spot, there's a street, there's a branch at 2 o'clock, one
mm-hmm.
at 5 o'clock, and one at 8 o'clock, you
mm-hmm.
pretty much know exactly where those are gonna be.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. But then knowing exactly where the crosswalks are is helpful
yeah, that's,
as well. So the way we describe clock directions, it'll always be like the way you're facing. For example, we have...
Rotate right button.
It'll say...
Heading left button, heading level 2, turning to 2 o'clock, now facing head over street.
So you're turning to 2 o'clock. And then it's your reset. Is that useful? That description of turning to 2 o'clock or turning to 6 o'clock would be turning around.
Every time you do a turn,
yep.
right, left, you're 60 degrees, basically?
So it depends on the road. At an intersection, it will turn to face each road, no matter where
right.
that road is.
I would recommend using
adding compass directions to that also.
Okay.
So if you say you're now facing northwest, as long as you know your compass directions for that area, you'll at least
yeah,
know which way you're heading.
Control.
When do you plan to have this
yeah.
completed by?
We're going to finish this wherever it's at in May. We're actually graduating, so we'll be done with the project. We're actually working with Microsoft on the project, so we're going to give it to them. It's part of our like capstone, and so we're hoping that they've indicated that they might be interested in continuing the project, perhaps integrating it into something they have. Let me move to some other intersections so you can see if... you like how they're described, since we want to focus on intersections. So this says...
Heading level 1, overview. Heading level 2, you are facing northeast. Now at 4-way intersection. Head over street at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Congress Street at 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
And so I'm going to turn left. Yeah, so I can either navigate back to the buttons to use the arrow keys on the keyboard. If you prefer using those, you have to turn scan mode off.
Scan off.
And then you can use the arrow keys. So I'm going to turn left. And this says...
Heading level 1, overview. Heading level 2, turning to 9 o'clock, now facing Congress Street. You are facing northwest. Now at 4-way intersection. Head over street at 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, Congress Street at 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock.
So that was in the same intersection, but you just turned left to face a different street. And now I can move forward.
How is that going to handle
rotaries? Like roundabouts?
Yeah.
So we haven't come across any yet, since we're focusing like kind of downtown Boston, but we'll make a note of that. Rotaries are really common but not, I don't think there are many in downtown Boston. So we haven't come across any yet, but we'll take a look at those and see what happens. So I'm turned left in the intersection and now I'm moving forward.
Move forward, button.
Okay, and then it says.
Button, heading level one, overview, heading level two, move forward. You are facing northwest, now on Congress Street.
So we moved up Congress Street. And then, so I'm right now, I'm in the biggest level or the zoomed out level overview, but I can zoom in to move more slowly.
Zoom in, button.
And it says that once I zoomed in,
button.
It says.
Heading level one, heading level two, now at 70% up this block on Congress Street.
So we're on Congress Street and it says that we're 70% up the block, which means we're close to an intersection, so I can move forward more.
Heading level one,
oh.
Heading level two,
hold on.
Now scan off.
There we go. And now it says.
Heading level two, move forward 45 feet. Now at 80% up this block on Congress Street.
So you're moving incrementally forward. Yeah, so sorry, I haven't been going through the whole text. So for example, this one has adjacent.
Enter list, exit list, heading level two, adjacent transit.
It has some
enter
transit.
List, one of two, level one, bullet. New sub-area Congress ST 105 feet away at 11 o'clock. The following routes come to the stop, 352, 354.
So it describes a couple of transit options.
Level one. Bullet.
So is this like one Congress Street, or is this like more towards the other end of Congress Street?
This is right near Government Center. Would it be helpful to hear the street address?
Like 12 Congress Street?
Well, yeah, that's
more
helpful.
Useful. It might,
yeah.
It's a to the side.
I think that'd be more useful than saying what percentage of the block.
Okay. Is there some way else you'd like to describe your like process of like how far you've moved up the block, or you just want to hear the street address would be helpful?
You might want to just say how far you're away from the,
okay.
How many feet away from the end, you know, the whatever intersection you're headed towards, maybe.
Okay. So like what's upcoming?
Yeah, and it only says because, you know, especially when you don't have a way of telling what's
mm-hmm.
going on, you know 70%, it could be you don't leave. Don't have a sense of how long that is.
Okay.
But if someone said, you know, 50 feet from the intersection.
You're pretty close.
Yeah. Or, you know, 1,000 feet from the next intersection. You realize how long that block is going to be.
Because the blocks are all different.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question I have about businesses that are around you, or like maybe ones that are at the intersection or on the street. How far of a radius would you want to hear about things around you? Do you want just close by you? Do you want kind of within a block or within a certain like foot radius, maybe?
I think you want to be careful about giving too much.
Okay.
But you want to give enough so that people have an idea.
And you want to have it be variable, but I'd be more interested in knowing like what's in this block that I'm in. We have apps that'll tell you the addresses as you're passing, although they're not always totally accurate, but they don't tell you what businesses you're passing.
Right.
Stuff within the block that you're on.
But it would be nice to know, like especially if you're doing something virtual like this, it would be nice to know if you're walking up a block and you've got to find a particular business. If you could figure out, okay, how many entrances is this particular business from the end of the block?
Okay.
Is it the fourth entrance in, or is it something like that? That would be great.
Do you think, would it also, maybe also like there's a Starbucks two entrances before yours, or like that?
Yeah.
One thing we're gonna include is there's some data on like current construction in Boston. What are your experiences with like, you know, where construction is, where is it, you know? So we would have it updated to like that day or that week. What specifically would you want to know about construction?
Where's the yellow tape? Like, you know, sometimes you're walking and there's, you know, metal scaffolding and you just go right to it.
Realistically, I think what we need to know is just there's a hazard there.
Yeah. I don't know if you could ever source this information, but is the sidewalk open? Is it blocked?
Yeah.
That's
right. We can get that. Yeah. About on the most zoomed in level called Touchpoint, we're hoping to add really granular details, like maybe landmarks you could use to find a new place or a place that you're going to. We might be able to describe like, you know, that there's benches or there's like a certain pole or a certain set of stairs or fence. What would be helpful in terms of like landmarks to find, like, oh, once I find this landmark, the door is like to the right.
Any of that stuff is helpful as long as it's stuff that's permanent.
I tell you what works kind of good, like lamp poles and things that not, like Tim was saying, that don't change. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
they're going to stay there. Yeah.
Hydrants are good.
They don't,
so do you all use these things as landmarks to find, like, things?
Anything and everything.
Yeah, because we hit them by accident, and next time we know that's where the landmark.
Could you take a place like the Boston Pump, which doesn't have street addresses or anything like that in it, and somehow map out the pathways, map out where the benches are, map out where gazebos are and things like that, because again, that's a thing, like parks, it doesn't exist spatially, you know, there's stuff to know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's possible or not, but again, that's a gap.
My email address is sbarden, my last name is Barden, at olin.edu. Olin is olin.edu.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.